Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. It's interview day.
Yes. Hi, I'm Jen Sullivan.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jess. Okay. So we have a fabulous guest here. She is one of our very few second timers, meaning this is her, wait for it, second time on Fat Mascara.
Thanks for explaining what second timer means, Jess.
I know. I wasn't sure if everyone knew.
It's true. It's a very elite group. She was on episode 139 called All About Eyes. Still one of our top downloads, Dr. Yeah. Idris. Good job. Since then, she has founded her own skincare brand, Pillow Talk Derm, that just launched, which is like why we thought it'd be good timing to have her back on the show. Also, full disclosure before we get into this, I'm friends with Dr. Idris and I helped her with the copywriting on her website and the product naming for this line. But you guys know me that I wouldn't do that unless I actually liked the products and use them. I think they're really good. So just wanted to make sure you knew about that connection. And it doesn't mean we get like a money or a kickback or anything if you decide you want to buy her products after you hear this. And we're not just talking about her products, but I just want to make sure we are clear on that. So what are we talking about? I mean, skinfluencing, skinfluencers, like when she first came on, that wasn't even a thing. And she became one of the big names in that. And in case you don't know who Dr. Idris is, Dr. Shireen Idris, the Pillow Talk Derm, she graduated magna cum laude from the medical honors program at GW and then completed a research fellowship at Harvard University and finalized her dermatology training at Tufts in Boston. Now she's in New York City. She's the founder and dermatologist. Well, she's not the only dermatologist there, but she founded Idris Dermatology, which is new also since we talked to her last time. And of course, her new brand, Pillow Talk Derm. So we're going to talk about all of that. I just realized Talk and Pillow Talk. Yes, this is like what she does. What we do is what she does.
I just can't wait to chat with her.
I know it's going to be good to connect. Well, we already recorded the episode, so we know it was good to connect, but now we're going to give it to you. So here it is. Let's get into it.
All right, Dr. Idris. Should I call you Shireen?
Call me Shireen. No one calls me okay. Dr. Idris. No
I know, it's all weird. I know. I wanted to be respectful on air. I wanted to be respectful.
You're very sweet, but no, you can call me Shireen. You can call me S. You can call me whatever you want to call me.
S? As long as it's not. Do people call you S?
No, but I signed my emails that. My family calls me Shiro.
Really?
Yeah.
Shiro?
Yeah. It's been my nickname my whole life.
Shiro. Okay. All right. Random. Now I know what to... Can scream that across a crowded room next time and see if you turn around. Okay, Shiro. Okay. So listen, this is not your first time on Fat Mascara. You are one of the few people we've had on twice. But when you came on, this is like no joke. This is almost 4 years ago. This is January 2019. It was a very cold day. It was like two studios ago. I'm not even joking. It was like in person, this little funny studio. I remember, like, I'm not trying to like make you feel funny. Uh-huh. But I remember you were really nervous.
I felt that I get scared of public speaking. Yeah, I genuinely get scared. And I remember when I showed up and I was like, it's a legit studio. I should have taken a beta blocker, you know? Because you guys were the first podcast I had ever been on. And prior to being on Fat Mascara, I was in my bed the whole time with my husband, who's maybe snoring in the background.
Yes.
And legit, my husband at the time didn't know what I was doing. He thought I was like having a mental breakdown talking to my phone all the time. And I wasn't. And I would honestly think that no one was listening. So when I got invited by you guys, I was like, holy shit, there are actually people listening behind the screen or behind the phone. And when I saw the studio and the bubble walls and all that styrofoam,
oh my God.
I remember being like, I think I should like walk myself out of the building before they realize they made a mistake.
You were great. You were great. I bring up this anecdote not to be like, you know, funny or like to say, to be like, you know, remind you of like a bad time. I'm just laughing because it's like you know, first of all, the episode did amazing. It's still one of our tippy top episodes, but it's like, how did you go from like being like nervous? And I was like, why is this doctor nervous? To like, now you have like 8 kajillion followers and you like go on your thing all the time. You're, you know, at Pillow Talk Derm and you're like, boom, 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 giving out the tips. Like you are a super huge authority in skincare. Like, so what happened between 2019 and 2022? Like happened?
It was actually, I mean, I have you guys to thank honestly for like, you know, and I mean it because not because I'm on here. And it's also, we've come full circle because I'm on here for the launch of something very big for me. But I genuinely mean it because of you guys. I realized I had to like face my fear head on and I had to just get more comfortable. And I, for the longest time and still to this day, this term has been thrown around way too much. Imposter syndrome. I have a little bit of a lisp sometimes, but this imposter syndrome and like feeling like I'm not good enough and people are going to realize very soon that I am just a fake. And so because of you guys and getting over this fear of public speaking, I've really learned to work on myself. Now, the next frontier is really facing people face forward. And I had to give a talk in Times Square this past June. And it was a blackout moment for me. I nearly shat myself and passed out at the same time. And Tiffany was there.
Lovely visual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that is glamour.
Yeah, it was glamour at its finest. And Tiffany was there to like see it happen. I did take a beta blocker.
Oh, we should fill people in. Intern Tiff, guys. Intern Tiff that all know and love at Fat Mascara works with Shireen at Pillow Talk Derm at practice.
You guys don't know how influential you two have been for me. A, from getting over my fear of public speaking. B, in helping me set up. I wanted to become more organized with Pillow Talk because I still just do it on a whim. And so I remember reaching out to Jen and being like, do you know anybody who can be like help, who can help me just get organized? And she led me to intern Tiff, who has been with me now for 2 years. So it's, you guys have been more influential than you realize. And now Jen is helping me make sure that the language of my brand is not crass. and cohesive and that the English makes sense. So thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. And I mean, we should say that's why we wanted to have you on. You're launching a Pillow Talk Derm line. It's amazing.
Congrats. Thank you. It's been a 2.5 year journey, real journey, like the true definition of a journey, or really a crazy 2 years. But it's really, I wanted to announce it on a podcast first with you guys too. It meant so much to me to be with you guys and to actually be able to talk about it through Fatness Care, because it honestly all started here.
I love this full circle. I have to say though, now you have your YouTube channel, your Instagram, you always give your real opinion. That's why people love you on drugstore products, luxury products. So now that you're coming out with your own line, how has your perspective on the skincare industry changed? Like, you used to be like, it's all BS. What do you
think? I think I've gotten
now?
Louder. I mean, I think I've gotten louder because my perspective has, I mean, a veil has been lifted. Right. I didn't know the insides of the industry, and I still consider myself very much a layperson. I haven't even launched yet. But just seeing it from the other side, there's so much bullshit within the beauty industry. And for an industry that honestly deserves so much more, like, it's a shame. It's a real shame. And so from my perspective, if I can educate people and empower people with that knowledge, then it's going to be on the brands to really elevate themselves and to elevate the game for everyone else. So I think I've only gotten more vocal, especially over the last year and a half, because the amount of stupidity and the amount of things that make no sense is absurd. And I think people deserve better, especially when it's about self-care and improving themselves and improving their lives and spending time, money, effort, energy on themselves. Like, they really do deserve to understand what to look for and what to, you know, avoid.
Yeah. So Shireen, you said you've gotten like louder. So how do those things reconcile if you're kind of talking about, you're criticizing the industry that you're in? You have this imposter syndrome, but you're also, you know, you've got big opinions.
It's a separation. I know what I know, and I know what I believe in, and I know what is real for me and for fact's sake, right? The imposter syndrome comes out when I have to be in front of a group of many people. And I'm like, shit, they're going to hear me lisp. They're going to hear me like talk. And how are they judging me? And here I am, this girl who like never felt like she fit in 100%, coming from like an immigrant family background, going to a French school in an American neighborhood, always being the odd one out. Like, I'm the fairest one of my family. Everyone is tanned and looks like they're like a completely different race than me. Like, I've always felt like the odd duckling. So sitting down and talking in front of people, I think that's why it was always easier for me to speak up to a camera. It's like as if I'm singing in the shower. I have the worst voice, but I'm in the shower belting out Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey every morning.
Wait, because it's just you. It's just you. It's just,
we've heard that from other influencers, like vloggers and YouTubers that actually are pretty shy in real life. And they're like, it's just me and the camera.
Like, I can be totally myself. But the second I'm in front of people, it's almost like my childhood insecurities kind of come out a little bit. And I'm like, you know, and it takes me a moment to sort of like, you know, reset. When I'm in practice, in patient care, I'm in control of the relationship with the patient when I walk into a room. So I don't have that issue. But when the second it's a lot of people and I'm sort of the focus, you know, that's when it hits.
Yeah. I understand. And the social media, it's like easier for you to control because you're kind of in control of that.
Yeah, 100%.
Relationship.
100%.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And speaking of the social media, you've been over the last 4 years, you do a really great job of like calling out a brand or an influencer, not like to be mean, but when you're not happy with them or with their practices or with a quote unquote fact that they said. Do you think in becoming a brand founder, are you going to go easier on any of these?
I think that's a very interesting point. I believe in karma in life. My North Star in life is karma. And I've never bashed anybody specifically or a brand specifically. What gets me fueled and fired is not a person or a brand. It's sort of the information that is being put out. So I'll bash the information. I'll bash the concept. I'll go crazy and louder when I'm just, because I've gotten sick of it. And I started Pillow Talk thinking I'm only going to do 4 Instagram stories and be done. I never thought I'd be doing this for 4 more years. And I think the more I keep getting asked, the louder I get, because it's like crazy. Like, it's crazy that I'm still getting asked the same thing, right? So for me, it was never about shock value of bashing anyone, because that's never been what I've done. It's been about educating people and really demystifying information and shedding light on claims, on ingredients, on products, on how to use them, and what is bullshit versus what isn't. And so for me, it's been much more about that and about helping you help yourself in the process and not trying to put somebody down. I don't think you get ahead in life by stepping on people or stepping on brands. I think the way that we can get better into life and as a society is by lifting people up. And for me, it's about squashing the misconceptions out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does.
Well, there are a lot of people now that are kind of doing what you do, offering skincare advice online, skinfluencers, if you'll call them. Not all of them have medical degrees or board certified derms, but like for the layperson, what would your advice be of like figuring out whom to trust? Like even Jess and I are like, you know, is this person a real doctor? Some people call themselves doctors. And I'm not even that they need to be a doctor, but how do you decide which of your fellow people, content creators, you're like, okay, they're legit. I'll listen to what they're saying.
It's a very, very good question. And it's a very, very tricky question because, and I am going to be an equal opportunity criticizer here. You can have basically people with medical degrees or other sorts of degrees, doctors, nurses, etc. Obviously, you want to look for somebody with a certification, correct? But there's a lot of them online who are full of crap. And you listen to them, and you're like, that makes no sense. How are you, you know, board certified? So I understand that people are confused. Same thing applies for other experts, whether it's chemists or estheticians. You know, you look to them and then there are still some out there who still make no sense. And then you have the quote unquote skin experts who, in my mind, have no degree, nothing, but they're more like skincare connoisseurs. Maybe they're like the sommeliers of skincare, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think they need to change their verbiage because it's to call themselves an expert means that you've had some sort of study in the field. So they should be more like connoisseurs rather than experts. And I think all of that is very, very confusing. And I can agree with you. I think it's very hard for the layperson to know who to trust, but ultimately you have to kiss many frogs to know who you want to be with. And I think the same applies to who do you want to trust. You have to kind of start watching people to know who you want to listen to, who is basically bought out after every other post. Is it a sponsor post, every other post, or is it actually something with valuable information? And once you sit down and go through that, the same way you feed your soul, the same way you feed your skin with skincare, you got to feed your brain to see who you can trust and who you can't trust. You then decide for yourself who it is you want to listen to.
That means I have to go deep on people's profiles that I like. Sometimes, you know, you just get fed a little video and you're like, okay, but then I have to now click through and, but I see what you're saying. Like, go back and see what else they're putting out there. Like, you can't just trust a snippet.
It's like saying marry a person based on meeting them for like an hour or not even 15 seconds or a 30 second reel. What if that person was having the worst day or the best day of their life? And how are you going to trust them the overall picture from a 30 second reel? And so I think it's important that if it's information that you are using for your life and how to live your life and your skincare, et cetera, you should do a little bit more research and understanding who that person is. And personally, I think it's important to follow not just a doctor. I think estheticians offer a lot of information. I think chemists offer a lot of information. If you really are like a real true skin nerd, you know, having a really well-rounded picture is probably the better way to do it than just going after one person as your holy grail.
So what did you not realize what would be so challenging? Like when you were making this line, like what were some kind of hurdles that you came up against that you didn't expect?
So very interestingly, right? I was approached back in 2019 by a brand incubator to create a line. This is before anything. And I remember being like, oh, that's an interesting concept. It could be so easy. So I met with them a couple of times just to get an understanding of what it is that they wanted to do. And basically they wanted to stick my face on a bunch of creams and say, now you created a line, go sell it. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, what's the point of doing that if I'm not doing it better than anything else, right? And so I squashed that idea, moved on. And apparently they're like, well, you realize it's going to take X millions of dollars to start a brand. And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay, thanks, buddy. Thanks for lying. Thanks for nothing. I'll figure it out. And then as time passed and that idea started to grow and I wanted to build a skincare line, I then went to contract manufacturers thinking I was going to get, you know, somebody to create products for me. And then I soon realized they were offering me stock formulations and trying to sprinkle in an ingredient Colin, literally, mm-hmm. as a claim as the next best thing. And I was like, okay, I'm out. This is not happening. And so then I hired my own private lab. And even then, it wasn't enough because I was too small of a fish for them. That they weren't giving me the attention, nor were they understanding when I was saying I want the highest levels of efficacy. They were still like, can we sprinkle it in? I'm like, no. So then I had to hire a chemist. And so what I realized throughout the process is that it's very easy to enter the beauty industry if you do not care. It is very, as a very low barrier to entry. But if you care, it is one of the hardest things to do because, and this is not me bashing other people or anything. There's a lot of mediocrity in the beauty industry that I think has become just accepted as norm and easy, and it's a quick dollar and why not? And I think if you care to really fight that mediocrity, you're going to be going against a wave and it's going to cost you a lot of money. And so that guy wasn't wrong from that brand incubator a few years ago.
Yeah.
Damn him. But I think if you really want to fight something and do it right, and if it's, and you, that's what makes it really hard. And it's hard to do hard things.
And can you be specific about what is so hard? Is it like the ingredients are expensive or the testing is expensive? Where is the, like, what actually costs a lot? What is the wave?
Number one, there's many tidal waves. The language barrier. Me telling them something as simple as, I want the highest level of efficacy for these ingredients. Not the highest percentage. The highest level of efficacy maintained in these products. The chemist did not understand. From their end, they're like, well, we can sprinkle something in. And I'm like, I don't want to sprinkle. I want it to be effective. And so they didn't understand. Formulating without a budget, they didn't understand. And that was a whole other learning experience. I was like, I don't want to budget you. I want you to be as good as this cream can be. And then we will figure out the pricing. Mm-hmm. So that was number two. Number three, the other biggest challenge is the claims. Like there's so much BS around the claims and there needs to be better regulations. For instance, it's totally okay for a brand to say non-toxic, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not okay for you to say reduces hyperpigmentation. That simple language is not okay because then you're crossing a line into medical territory.
It's a drug, right?
So you have to say helps fade or helps relieve the look of discoloration, or you have to use brightens or glows, these fluffy, stupid terms that takes away from the merit of a product. Yet a brand can claim non-toxic. How does that make any sense when non-toxic is so much heavier then reduces hyperpigmentation, like, you know? And so for me, it's been going in circles, honestly in circles, and pushing chemists and labs that are so used to doing something one way and to look at it from the other perspective. I remember asking them, if I can get a prescription of azelaic acid at 15%, I want to put 14.99% of azelaic acid in this. Can you do that? And they looked at me completely blind, you know? Like blind, whatever the expression is, it was like crickets. Like they didn't know how to answer me. And that's when I had to hire a chemist who understood me, who was basically my translator to make sure that out there, he was able to translate whatever I wanted to the labs. So to do it right was very hard. And I think realizing that things were not being understood, you have to really shift gears constantly in order to try to like get to where you want to get to. And to make sure that you're not losing your messaging in the process. Because a lot of times you're like, well, okay, fine, let's just put it in. You want it just the easy way out, you know, for like a claim purpose, or let's just change our language, or let's just do this. And Jen knows, and she's shaking her head because we've gone through this so much with the copyright.
What you're speaking about is that the system is broken, not even just the players in it.
But the players are broken because of the system, and they've just gotten used to it. And it's a perpetual cycle that people are just now in, and it's just constantly going. So yeah, that's a long answer.
Yeah. You mentioned an ingredient. You mentioned discoloration. So let's get specific about your products.
Let's get specific about my products. What do you want to know about my products?
The products that you launched are really for discoloration. The first products that you're launching are for discoloration.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to choose to focus on that issue first?
It's twofold. Number one, based on my practice. So patients oftentimes came in to my office complaining to me about a very fine line or wrinkle. And I'd be like, dude, take a step back. So I'd literally step back and hold the mirror like across the room. I'd be like, what do you see? Like from 10 feet away. And they couldn't see that line from 10 feet away. the biggest bang for your buck that you're going to get is by evening out your skin tone. 100%. Every single one of us, unless you're living in a dark cave, has some element of sun damage. And what I've noticed a lot, especially in recent years, is melasma. A lot of people have melasma, hyperpigmentation. And even with acne scarring, you often think scarring is textural, but there's a lot of post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation and scarring that can make somebody look older, ruddier, messier, disheveled, etc. And by evening out, you know, by evening out your skin tone, you brighten them up, you open their face. And so that was my first train of thought. But then myself, and not to sound like the cliche founder story who has to have something part, truly, I had my son, I got home from the hospital, I looked at myself in the mirror and I cried. And my cousin came in and was like, what's wrong with your face? I'm like, asshole, get out. Because I looked like the crypt keeper. Literally, within 24 hours, my melasma went nuts with my son. And I didn't recognize myself. And I felt not like who I was. And I thought to myself, okay. And that's when I went on my personal mission of trying to figure out what are the best products to use for hyperpigmentation, melasma specifically, over the counter. Because I was breastfeeding and I didn't want to use hydroquinone. And it ended up becoming a 10-step skincare routine, no joke, that was ridiculous. And I realized how ridiculous it was when I was...
With the products that were out there, like, because this one has this thing I need.
Yeah, it was literally like 10 steps. And I was thinking to myself, okay, as I was filming Harper's Bazaar, go to bed with me. I was like, and here's step one, and here's step two, and here's step three. I was like, no one's ever going to follow this, even though I know it helped me in the long run. There has to be a better way. And so that's when I started thinking, okay, that, you know, Brand Incubator came up to me. What could I do if I ever did it myself? What really would I want to do? I want to put it all in one product. But it was impossible to get it stable all in one product. And so that's how we ended up coming up with the three products that we've come up with for hyperpigmentation, discoloration. I can never claim melasma. Melasma and acne scarring.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I certainly hear, like, you know, even just... It's funny you mentioned Harper's Bazaar. I know that Harper's Bazaar, like everything we did that had to do with dark spots, did so well. It's just like, it's such a concern. Does it work on freckles? Or is that a whole different ball of wax?
I mean, if you have freckles from the time you're like a kid, I mean, those are like very much genetic ingrained. They're not going to, you know, but definitely sunspots that you accumulate over time because of the sun, it helps tremendously. And we did not only a clinical study where we hired a third party to evaluate people independently who were, it was double blinded. They didn't know what they were using. I never met them. We also did a consumer one with all of the followers online. And we had like over, I don't know how many hundreds of people apply with videos and applications and pictures. And we had
video applications.
Yes. I made them send videos because I wanted,
because you wanted to see what they,
yeah, I didn't trust just the picture. I wanted to see their face. I wanted to, like, you know,
I love that.
So I drove them nuts. I drove Tiffany nuts. I made her watch all of these, you know,
I'm sure this is a TIFF. Yeah. TIFF project.
Yeah. And then we went through it and then we ended up picking 100 people to partake in this study. And we finally did our close up Zoom meetings with all of them. And it was amazing how many of them were like, I had this pot. I never thought it was going to go. And it's so much lighter in less than 2 weeks, in less than 3 weeks. And I was even shocked by how fast they were seeing results. Because I have melasma and it takes a long time for melasma to go. And I was not seeing the difference in 2 weeks. I've been on it for, you know, a few months. So I was shocked when I heard them and their feedback and how it helped and sunspots, etc. So yeah, it can definitely help.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's Superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Is there, you said that was 10 products. Now you're down to three. Yeah. You've got your mask, your serum, your seal. Is there like one ingredient through the whole thing? I actually know the answer to this because I helped you, but it's not just one.
It's not a single ingredient story. And I actually, you know, I think the pendulum has shifted quite a bit in the past few years where a lot of brands have come out and they are single ingredient stories. And I hate those type of brands. However, I applaud those brands so much because of them, consumers are now very much aware of what ingredients are and what they do for their skin.
Oh, you mean like the Ordinary and Inky, yes, where they tell you on the, yes, label, this is the, yes, ingredient.
Okay. But I think when you are treating problems, it's like a recipe. When you're cooking or baking a cake, you can't just say, it's flour. It's flour, yeah, sugar, butter.
It's niacinamide.
Yeah. So it's a multi-ingredient story. And I think for me, Pillow Talk Derm, the skincare line, is all about the marriage of the ingredients and how they have come together in order to be maintained in the various formulations to hold on to their levels and their efficacy throughout time and to make sure that they're actually delivering for your skin. So definitely, I did not want it to be a single ingredient story. There's no hero ingredient that we are like, this is the holy grail that I discovered on my walk in the Himalayas. And I thought everyone should like know about it. It's not that. This is tried and true. And how do we marry it and make sure that people can really benefit from this in a simplified, streamlined way?
Like, I want to know, like, what ingredients are you using to actually fade the discoloration with like a topical product? Because I've always thought like you really need like a prescription to fade.
So absolutely. So I think when you're talking about hyperpigmentation, you want to consistently use products that are going to attack the pigment pathway, that are going to make sure that they are either stopping melanocytes and slowing them down, that they are either reducing how melanocytes produce melanin, or that they are blocking how that melanin is transported to the other skin cells, right? So ingredients don't all do all of them all at once. They attack them in different ways. And so that's why you can't have a single ingredient hit the pigment pathway in all these different steps. And so for me, I wanted to marry glycolic acid. I wanted to marry lactic acid that were exfoliating acids that help to even out sort of just the base of your skin. And then I wanted to put in there tranexamic acid to slow down how melanocytes actually function. Kojic acid to minimize how melanin is produced and to slow that down. Arbutin, licorice root, niacinamide to minimize inflammation, especially with post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. There's other ingredients like diglucosyl gallic acid that also help with the melanin transport system. Vitamin C. But I didn't want to have ascorbic acid because that is oftentimes extremely irritating for a lot of people.
Wait, this is across all three products, right? Yeah. Not just
so
in one.
For me, I literally showed up with this list of ingredients that I wanted with the chemist. And he was like, this is the first guy. And he was like, dude, like, what's your budget? I'm like, there's no budget. And he didn't understand. And so the way I wanted to have all of these ingredients broken up. And then we ended up creating three separate products, an exfoliating face mask that incorporates the glycolic and the lactic as well as tranexamic acid. That is the first step that you would use at night, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Then in the serum, we had the kojic acid, the arbutin, the licorice root, the diglucosyl gallic acid, the niacinamide to really be strong hitters in the pigment pathway. And that's going to be in the hyper serum because I felt like it's a very potent one that I didn't want people slathering too much of this all the time. And then in the active seal, which is more than just a moisturizer, it's as if a gel moisturizer and a cream moisturizer had a baby. It's a hybrid that seals in all of the previous actives. Plus it's loaded in a vitamin C ester. It is loaded, and I can never get this one right, brassica napus seed cake extract, hexapeptide 2 and glycerin, as well as ceramides, to help really seal it all in and to really hold on to it and almost like as a last step before even you use sunscreen because of the vitamin C. And so all of those are married in combination. So each one alone is a hard hitter, but together it's like a powerhouse.
I just picture if you put all those ingredients in one thing, it'd be like pilly and like glunky.
It was not good.
And probably $72 cost of goods or something.
It was not good. But back to your original question, Jess, like that is going to be the basis of your skincare routine, especially if you have melasma. Because when you have melasma, right, you need a prescription 100%. You need hydroquinone. And there are ingredients I have intentionally left out. And the three ingredients I have intentionally left out are hydroquinone. Why did I leave it out? Because 2% over the counter is not strong enough. You're going to need at least 4% and you need to cycle it. You need to use it 2 months on, 2 months off. You cannot be on it long-term forever. And so I thought to myself, let that stay a prescription. Number two, retinols. I did not put retinols in this. Why? Because they can be very irritating. And if I'm trying to minimize inflammation, I want to keep that at a low level. So retinols also need to be titrated. You need to know the percent and the number that you're... That's probably the one ingredient percentage matters is with retinols. And so that's why I thought to myself, leave that out. Let that stay as a prescription in this story. And the third one, which I left out, not because I wanted to keep it as a prescription. It was much more of a cosmetic reason. It was azelaic acid. Because at the level that I wanted it, it would pill with the other ingredients that are in the product. And so in order for azelaic acid to be effective, it does have to be anywhere above 10%. And I was not going to sprinkle it in at 2% and say that I have azelaic acid. So I left that one out very much intentionally so. So yeah, I think prescriptions are going to be needed, but you can't be on hydroquinone all the time anyway. And no one can really jump into retinols without having built it in. So this is a way for you to have a consistent, streamlined skincare routine that you can then boost with prescriptions.
That makes sense.
Are you going to approach people differently, like the DMU? Because I always feel like now you're used to having patients. Now you have customers. Are you going to talk to them differently?
I mean, I talk to my patients the way I talk, like right now. I don't know how to talk any other way.
It'll be the same. It'll be the same.
I'm like, dude, it didn't work for you. Stop using my product. And go try something else.
That's kind of what I was asking.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, listen.
You know, so we know there are brands out there. They just want to make money, which is fine. That is the job of a lot of people. But
ultimately, obviously, if I didn't want to make money off of this, I'd be a liar. You're building a business. I'm not building a nonprofit, right? It's obviously a business. But I have been very intentional on how I want people to use the products. For example, the flash mask. It's a mask on purpose because I wanted to have a high barrier to entry so you don't use it too much. I wanted you to use it only twice a week at most. I didn't make it into a liquidy toner that you're going to squirt out in 3 squirts and then you need to go buy another one because I want to make sure you're using it correctly. So yeah. I don't want people to think that I'm just trying to push stuff. My integrity is honestly within these products. And very truthfully, like if somebody comes to me with like active acne, you know, am I going to tell them it's going to treat their acne? No. Is it going to maybe help reduce hyperpigmentation from acne? Sure. But it's not, you need to probably be on other things as well. Or if somebody says, you know, my face got really red when I used your products, maybe you should quit it and try something else. Like at the end of the day.
Okay. So you're not going to turn into the discoloration lady now. Dr. Discoloration only.
Absolutely not. And discoloration is honestly one facet of Pillow Talk Derm. I have other things that I'm currently working on, but it was the first problem I wanted to tackle. And it was a selfish one because I wanted to figure it out for myself as well. And I thought this can give people the biggest bang for their buck because it's what I preach in my practice anyway. So that's why I started with that.
Well, let's talk about in the 4 years that since we last talked, so much skincare has come out. And Jess and I remember your closet you still have closets, I imagine, with like all the products that you're reviewing and testing and trying. Yeah. Like who else, for those products that you can't get from you, obviously, like who else is getting it right these days?
There are so many. I'm actually very impressed by smaller little indie brands that are coming out. You know, I think they're thoughtful.
What are you using these days? Even if it's just yesterday, like what are you washing your face with?
I mean, I'm going to sound like a DIC can. I hate when people did this when I was interviewing them, but I've been using my own stuff because I've been testing it and really making sure it works, you know?
Okay,
but that's the honest truth. Like for the past year, I did not do any laser procedure. I finally did one last week because I felt okay, I should finally do one now. But because I wanted to see what was the change that I could see through my own products. So I really have been very limited in what I've been using. But I receive a lot of stuff. And when I receive a lot of stuff, I actually go out and buy it. So that if I want to review it, I'm never told, oh, well, we sent you a PR sample and da, 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 da. I was like, yeah, actually, I went and I bought it too. So you're welcome. I helped your bank account.
Wait, what?
I bought.
If you get a free product, you say, okay, I want to try that. Now I'll go buy it so that when I try it, I'll be super neutral about it. I don't do that.
Yeah, well, I do that. And Tiffany thinks I'm nuts, but Instacart is like, I'm like their number one customer because Instacart goes every day to Sephora or Target or whatever and we buy products. But I try them because I want to remain neutral. But anyway, who do I love? I think In Beauty Project is doing a very interesting job. I think they're standing out for a certain demographic. I like their formulations. I think it's an interesting story. I think Topicals is an interesting story as well because, you know, they're trying to hit it from a more... They're trying to make it fun for a younger consumer to look at. You know, interesting how they can all put it in one product. You know, I would love to see what they did for that, or speak to them or pick their brain one day, who knows. But they're doing a beautiful job.
What about sunscreen? What sunscreen are you protecting with this fall?
I mean, this is something I'm very confused by. I am using the Beauty of Joshan, obsessed with it, obsessed. But how the hell is it legal for Stylevana? Or Yes to Style to sell that sunscreen in the US when it doesn't follow the regulations in the U.S., I'm confused.
Oh, you have the good international sunscreen.
But how do they ship it to the U.S.?
It's like getting Biore sunscreen on Amazon, which you can do. Yeah,
I don't buy it off Amazon. And that's a story for another day, because they have an Amazon storefront, but it's by a third party distributor.
Wait, Beauty of Joshan, you said?
It's literally buy it from Salvan or yes to Sal. But I don't know how they're doing it legally, and I do not know what kind of
Don't talk about it so we can keep getting it.
I know, but I haven't spoken about it. It's the first time I've spoken about the question of the legality of it, but it's confusing me. But I love that sunscreen. It's unbelievable. It feels like so good on the skin, and it just gets absorbed and it doesn't irritate my eyes at all.
Oh, it's a Korean company, huh?
It's great.
I'm just looking it up right now. Okay. What about makeup? What are you doing for makeup? What's this eyeliner you've got on?
What I've been using for... I probably used to do this eyeliner when I came in 2018 or 19. So makeup I've always been very simple with. I don't like foundation. That's why I think a good skin base is the most important thing. I use Laura Mercier, their tinted SPF moisturizer. I use Kevin Aucoin eyebrow pen because I have very sparse eyebrows. I use KVD tattoo liner on my eyes.
That's what that is?
Yeah, the brown one. Always. Mm. I've been using that one forever. I think I actually, from you guys, really started realizing black was too harsh and started using...
We just talked about that.
Using more brown eyeliner, and 100% you guys are correct. And then on
you
my
do
eyeshadow...
You. Funny. There are no rules. It was just a suggestion.
You are 100% correct for me. And then Huda Beauty, their pastel eyeshadow palette. I literally stick my finger in it and just go like this every morning, and then I walk out the door.
Is there like one box you use, not all the colors? You know how you buy a palette?
I buy the
like,
square, and I use three colors. The two glitter...
Oh, it's out of four.
No, okay. There's 3 times 3 is what? 9? There's 9, and I use 3 or 4 of the 9. Literally, whatever my finger can get on really fast, I'll pop it on my fingers and then put it on my eyelids and go.
Before we do our speed round, I don't know if we did... I don't think we did speed round, like a Fat Mascara 5 back in the day, did we?
I don't think we did.
Any fragrances you're loving right now? Can you wear perfume? You're a doctor, I guess.
I love fragrance.
I've never smelled perfume.
I love fragrance, and I am a dermatologist that wears perfume. I actually mix 2 perfumes every day. It's a melange of perfumes. I mix my baby's perfume that I used to use on them as a little kid, Tartine et Chocolat. It's a French baby perfume, and I use that with Diptyque Eau de Sens.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Oh, well, then this is going to be your first Fat Mascara speed round.
Let me
Jess,
hit it.
You're going to do
okay,
it, right?
Yep. Okay, so this is just whatever comes to your mind. Don't overthink it, all right? So this is funny. That last skincare product you purchased at retail price. What did you purchase this afternoon?
I didn't dot this afternoon because I had to deal with a patient who passed out. But I purchased last week because I did a kojic acid video, Discoloration Defense by SkinCeuticals, because I wanted to talk about the kojic acid. And so I had to like have that one in my roundup.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I think especially for somebody with melasma, you really just want to throw everything at it. I hate the dropper. I've always hated the dropper, but it's a decent product.
Quick question for you. When I feel like I get warm, I feel like I get more freckles, like just even inside.
100%. Especially if you have, I can't see your skin up close right now because you look like Big Brother with the light behind you.
Yeah, but I'm very backlit right now.
but I would say if you have any underlying sort of melasma that creeps up with pregnancy, and you would know if you have that sort of like pigmentation that creeps up, heat definitely can trigger it.
Right. Okay, so how do you unwind at the end of the day?
Ugh, the blissful symphony of my kids screaming. So any tips you guys have for unwinding, I am all ears.
Wait, okay, they're finally down. Let's pretend they're finally down.
Honestly,
and you need to decompress.
So they go down. I was not kidding. And then I have to go talk to my husband, hang out with my husband, enjoy my husband, blah, blah, blah. Then I call my parents, call my sister, do a pillow talk. And just as I'm about to finally unwind, it's literally like without fail every day, like at 11 p.m., my daughter, mama. And so she starts coming into my room. And then so I have to like literally coax her back to sleep and try to like...
Wait, we just got the answer in there, and it's an interesting answer. You like to reconnect with people. You call your husband, your mom, your sister, your like people online. Like you liked talking to people calms you down, it sounds like. That's how you wind down.
I guess. I mean, I never... thank you. You guys are my therapist, honestly, to pay you guys.
You must be an extrovert, Shireen, even though you don't think you are. Because if that, like, helps you relax, that's nice.
I think maybe. But every once in a while, like once a week, I need to have like at least 6 hours where I'm alone consecutively, like locked in a closet, you know, for like literally 6 hours.
It's like a panic room. It's a panic room. Shireen's wind down is a panic room by herself.
It's my skincare library room. But yeah, for real.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm just like thinking about 6 hours by myself.
That sounds Isn't that so nice?
Delicious.
Yeah.
It sounds that, real good.
I need to do that once a week. So I do that, like, I like hide in honestly, I have a room in Connecticut and I call it the skincare library. One day you guys should come. It's alphabetized. All the products are in alphabetical order. And I have a little day bed in there and I go and I hang out and I just chill. And I just go look at the boxes.
You know, I bet a lot of Fat Mascara listeners, that would be
honestly,
heaven for them.
Honestly, I literally chill in my skincare library and I just like, you know, it's heaven. And chill. Yeah.
Okay, ready? How much do you actually sleep at night?
That has dwindled. It's like probably 5. It's not good. I'm not proud of this at all. I think sleep's up 5 hours-ish. Yeah, not good at all. I need to work on that.
And what time do you wake up and what wakes you up? Like, is it a song? Is it alarm? Or is it your child cries?
The blissful symphony of my kids screaming wakes me up. Literally, it's like I wake up to them. I like it when I wake up to them laughing, very frank, because they share a room.
Oh, that's sweet.
I want them to share a room until they can no longer share a room and it's no longer socially acceptable. But I would love for them to continue sharing a room for as long as possible. So when I wake up to them laughing is when I know it's a good day. But a lot of times they wake up to them like, she hit me, I'm hungry, you know, and so it's literally a symphony.
And then finally, since you are the pillow talk derm, who makes the best pillowcases?
I mean, I am a restoration hardware person who basically gets my...
They make good sheets?
They make the best sheets. Like, my sheets have lasted so many years, you know, and people to this day still ask me where I get my bed sheets from. On Pillow Talk. So Restoration Hardware.
Okay. Oh, that means we've been in this. Because Jess and I have
been
in your bed.
They're
very soft.
They're very, very soft.
Jess was very pregnant when we got in bed.
Super pregnant. And I got her body pillow.
That body pillow was, I remember like when we moved, I gave it to somebody. It was like the traveling body pillow, but it was the best. It was so comfortable. Like even if you're not pregnant, it was so comfortable.
You could see how you could stop cuddling with your partner. If you have a body pillow in your bed, you're like, please move. This thing doesn't overheat.
Oh, no. They're temperature regulated. Partners are too warm.
I think it's nice for like a little bit in the beginning, but then it's like, okay, separate. Bye. Right.
I do that. Eric's like, how many minutes can he get with me? And usually it's like 30 seconds. And I'm like, you're hot. You're heavy. And he's like excited if it's more
can
than 30
seconds. Can I tell
you
guys something? This is something my husband recently bought and I'm forgetting the name of it. But we have this mattress topper that is a temperature regulator. So his side of his bed is regulated differently than my side. And it gets the feedback of your own body. So if I'm cold, it will heat me up. And then when he's hot, it cools him down. So also, I rolled over.
So if you moved over to his side.
I felt the side of his bed and I'm like, oh shit, it's too cold on this side. But I'll go back to my side.
That's really funny.
So literally it's like.
Oh my gosh. I'm texting you tonight to find out the name of this thing.
I'll tell you the name.
That sounds genius.
It's called 8 something. Hold on. Actually, I'll tell you right now what it's called. It's called 8 Sleep.
8 Sleep. Okay. That sounds like it could save a lot of partnerships there or marriages.
It's a good one.
Shireen, this was
awesome.
So fun. Congrats on your launch.
Thank you guys so much. And honestly, seriously, you two, thank you for everything, for giving me a platform, for giving me a chance to get over my fears, for being the first one for me to talk about Pillow Talk on, and for like helping me even write the language of Pillow Talk without sounding like a complete fob, you know, in the process.
It's our pleasure.
So
we did nothing.
You.
It's all you.
Seriously, thank you guys so much. Right. You two are the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Shireen.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.